Sci-fi. No. Sci-fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life No Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
Went into your locker and smashed your glasses. Thanks for joining us here. I don't know if that's going to stick or not. It seems weird. We already have an opening, kind of. Just saying welcome, right?
Do you, what if you did it like the song more?
Well, that is the song.
I went into your locker and I smashed your glasses.
He's like...
What's new, man?
I sold that old car today, that old Honda Civic today.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
But me and Shauna both hate the car.
So how many cars do you have now?
Just two.
The Mustang?
Yeah.
Do you ever drive that?
Yeah, I drove it today. I try to drive it once a week. It's a 1972 Ford Mustang Coupe. It's hopefully going to be Moose's first car. But
do you think it's going to last for 18 years or six, I guess 16 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so.
Wow. Okay.
But I got this 2006 Honda Civic and I did get duped into buying it. Remember I didn't do my taxes for 4 years and I thought I was going to go to jail. And instead of that, I got like $25,000 back.
Yeah.
And so I went and bought a car and I did all this research. I did all this research for the 2008 Honda Civic that I saw at this dealership. I'm like, great, I'll take it. And I'm doing all this research and I go in and I test drive it and then I buy it. And then like months later, I'm like, oh, this is a 2006.
Well, how did you even figure that out?
Because when I started looking up all the problems the car was having, I was like, oh, I found an old search I did for 2008, and I was like, "Fuck, man! I was supposed to be looking at 2008."
Oh, so you did buy? They didn't tell you the wrong year. You just bought the wrong year.
I told them that I was there to see the 2008 Honda Civic, and I think that they sold it. The 2006 is crap. If you look it up, everybody's got the problem. The battery just dies and fluctuates, and sometimes you get stuck. The first time
no,
I
but
was
like, how did you figure out it was a 2006, though?
Well, I mean, you know, of course there's the paperwork, but the whole time I was like, oh, I told him which car I wanted to see. This is the one. It
right.
looked the same color.
Yeah.
And months later, when there were problems with it, I was like, I was looking up all these problems, and I was like, I don't remember any of this stuff because I did a lot of research, and then I was like, and then I found an old search, and I was like, "Fuck, dude!" And then I didn't have the old picture or anything, but I was like, I was looking up a 2008 because that's what I was supposed to get.
So what sucker? Who bought it?
I don't know. Shauna did it. She wants a different car. She drives old Mercedes from the 80s because they're like, she wants a big metal car. So if she gets in an accident, it's not going to crunch together like a little plastic ball.
But that's what it's supposed to do. It's yeah, safer.
But that, you know, the old metal Mercedes, you know.
You what? You want to kill the other person? I don't know if this sounds weird. We're sitting next to each other. Usually we're looking at each other. But we're sitting next to each other, and I'm just kind of staring at my blank television.
I can't hear you that well. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, my headphones suck, I think.
Do you want to switch?
No, it's fine.
Also, we normally don't use headphones, so I feel like I'm like very conscious of...
Oh, wait. We could take these off for this.
Yeah, we could. Now I'm kind of into it.
But... it's just prepping. This episode's coming out after the previous one, but we're getting ready to record... We're going to, whatever.
Right. So we're going to record some psychic guy that the episode will have already been out. So we should make some predictions and then maybe we'll be the real psychics.
I have never heard of a psychic doing anything over Skype. So I'm curious because every interview that you see him in, he's like doing people's readings or either talking about their past lives or, you know, he's giving them some kind of... healing, and I'm like, is he going to do that over the internet? And if so, do you want, would, out of all the things I listed off, is there something you want to ask him about?
Like
your cat, maybe?
Like what about, like, talk to my dead cat?
That, or see if Ollie's happy.
Oh, Ollie's not happy. I don't have to be a psychic to...
But maybe, you know, supposedly, I mean, he does, supposedly he does, he can figure out what her problem is.
Really? Wait, yeah. He does pet stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun, I guess. Would we have to show her? Would we have to put him up, put her up to the camera?
I have no idea, because normally they're right there in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, it'd be it's weird to me, well, if he's like, hey, your dad's here at my place in North Carolina.
He's gonna, okay, here's a prediction for you. He'll be like, I can't do anything over computer. Like, he just wants to promote himself. What has he got, like a TV show or something?
Oh, I don't know. That was the email they sent to us was like, you know, he's doing the Sirius XM circuit to try to, because it sounds like he's going to get a TV show.
Do they know that we're not on Sirius XM? Do they think that we're,
I don't know,
more successful?
I don't know. When I got the email, I was kind of flattered, like, oh, they want to be on our show. That's great.
Yeah. Oh man, fuck, when was he here? We should have just done it live.
It was the week that we had what's his fake name,
someone went by
Romanski.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't want to bail on Romanski to do
it. Yeah,
that's,
you know,
true. It's like, it's fine. We'll do a Skype episode.
Oh, man.
So my prediction is that, because, you know, I got some questions I want to ask him about, and I don't think he can do any dead relative stuff over the internet, but I, you know.
Are you going to try and talk to a dead relative?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, let's do it right now, and only I'll be the psychic.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want to... Who are you trying to contact?
I'm going to talk to my dad.
Okay, what's his name?
Wallace Herbert Roberts Jr., or Skip.
Stupid name. All right, here we go.
It's a check-writing name. It's a good name for writing a check.
Wait, what is it? Wallace what?
Wallace Herbert Roberts Jr.
Oh, no, that's a good name.
I was supposed to be a third.
What happened?
I don't know.
Well, why don't we ask him? Why don't we ask him? Okay. He just liked the sound of Willie better. What are you actually going to ask? Cause I'm just going to answer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I actually haven't thought of it. So, cause I'm like, I don't think he's going to do that, but I should come up with a question. The question is,
are you going to get deep? Is it going to be like real?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess you choose your memories, right? You kind of choose your memories based on what you focus on. And like, you know, finding out that my mom had gone to some basketball games really freaked me out, because I had no fucking idea that she ever saw me play basketball.
Mm-hmm. So what would your question be?
So my question would be, listen, I know he had it fucking hard. I know he did.
Your mom's still alive. You can just ask her.
Well, I don't know what the question. I don't know what the question is yet. I'm trying to forge the question by picking up on, by not being a little fucking brat. Because my dad used to always say to me, "Oh, let's see if he can get this out of the ether." My dad used to always say to me, "Stop feeling sorry for yourself."
Uh-huh.
Because I'd get in trouble and I'd fucking get all pissed off and worked up, and then I'd like either probably start having mini panic attacks, you know, or like hyperventilate, whatever. I'd just freak out. And,
yeah.
And he'd be like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I'm like, I'm not. I'm just breathing.
Did you ever say, excuse me for being alive?
Basically, right? So maybe I was a little melodramatic. I was 2 out of 4 kids. And every picture I have of myself as a kid, I'm crying in it.
I've seen pictures of you where you're not crying. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Well, there's a couple happy ones of like, here we are at JCPenney or whatever.
Oh, in the photo studio?
Yeah, but like all We don't have many photos because my dad threw them away during the divorce.
Yeah, but, you said that.
You know, I just want to know, I guess. Well, I don't know. It's I don't want to ask a basic question, you know. You know, like, was he happy? Yeah, he was. He's saying that he was.
I don't, you got to figure out, like, is this a test or are you actually trying to figure something
out?
Well,
that's the thing is that, like, well, fuck. I mean, ultimately, if you interview a psychic, aren't you always just testing them? That's it, whether you're a skeptic or a believer?
No, I think, like, well, interviewing them, I guess, but, like, you know, people go to psychics almost like a therapist kind of thing. They just, like, get, like, advice from them and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I've never done that, and I've always wanted to. But I'm just like, I'm skeptical of this. I don't buy into it. I think that it's a real thing. But if you're making money off of it, I probably don't believe it.
I mean,
that's what's weird. Is it like, so my questions that I have are kind of like, you know, and this is weird to talk about it after the show. If you listen to it already, but it's like, you know, like, okay, let's say you can see ghosts. Let's say you can see past lives. Like, what the fuck is this life to you? Because I don't think we're supposed to see any of that stuff, because if it's real, we're obviously disconnected from it. So,
I don't know, man. Like, so the whole thing about psychics is you have to believe a lot of things before...
Yeah.
You can believe, like, you have to believe in an afterlife. You have to believe that, like, you can contact the afterlife, which is weird, because how can you believe in the afterlife and then, like, also believe that spirits are just here on Earth?
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, reincarnation, they won't reincarnate for 100 years. Or what? Like, what are these rules? What are these...
Yeah, we should ask him the rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Is it like, I don't know. So what are the things that happen? What, you know? Of course, I have purpose questions, you know. But that's what I want to know is, what is this fucking life to you, and how are, you know? I think that, like, trees are alive and stuff. Can you communicate with a tree? Because he talks about communicating with aliens, and I think that he's talking about people that believe that they're alien souls having a human experience.
Ugh. People are so insufferable. Like, why do they... That's just narcissism, isn't it? To believe that you're an alien? That's just self-importance.
Well, I mean, like, what if all your dreams were... Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I had a really funny dream the other night where I was living here. I was my age. But my parents came and they're like, you have to go to fat camp. And they, like, enrolled me in fat camp. And I was like, okay. Even though I was, like, really bummed about, like, missing work and stuff like that, I was just going to go to fat camp. I'm not even that fat, really. Like, I pictured me at fat camp being the skinniest one there. But anyway, that's just the last dream that I think I actually dreamt that the one night I didn't drink in, like,
That's hilariously weird, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, picture. What if aliens could choose to have a human existence, but then they don't connect to their alien existence? So what? You're not like a fish out of water. You're just a fish. So it's like,
it's just bullshit. It's just people trying to be special, and they're not special. They're just normal people. They're even less special than normal because they want to be special. That's how boring they are. They have to invent that they're aliens. Fuck them. No, seriously.
Well, I'm like, what if... Because, like, I don't know. Within this realm, there is a set of beliefs that anybody who believes this stuff kind of jumps into, right? Like, for example, that there are past lives... And everyone, for some reason, is Cleopatra or a king.
Yeah, everyone's something big.
And I'm like, I don't think you could define anything that easy. Because, you know, I've said this before. What if you, like...
Okay, well, let's ask him our past lives. Can he do that?
I don't know. I hope so.
I'll bet I was... Well, a previous psychic told me...
Oh, we should try to guess each other. Oh, yeah.
A previous psychic told me I was this is my first life. But I'll bet this guy says I was like a wild, wild west dude. What do you think? Or do you want to guess mine and I'll guess yours?
Yeah, well, I wonder that because it's like, well, if I were to judge based on everything I know of you, like, what would your previous life be? And I, you know, I'm not good at thinking sometimes. So my guess would be, because I feel like you are a roll with the punches guy, meaning you can, you're fine with anything that is put in front of you.
So does that, but does that, so does that mean in my previous life, I wasn't or I was? Like, did I learn from my previous life?
I think it means that in your previous lives, something was more important to you than things that matter to a lot of people. Meaning you were like a king or something.
Yeah. All right, I'll bet that if I was the king, I'll bet you were the jester who got his head cut off because he insulted the king.
Ugh, that sounds right.
Yeah, so we'll see what he says, and then I guess, I don't know. He probably won't even be able to do it, though. That's my prediction. He'll just be like, oh, I can't do
us. I know, and how do you say that? Hey, will you do us? Do me. Do Wade first. Wade.
Let's ask him to do us. Hey, when you're like Skyping, do you ever just feel like you should show them your dick?
No, but I know what you're. I can sense where that's coming from.
It's a weird sort of like, I could just show them my dick right now, because it's like a weird. Uninhibited, like you're in your apartment.
You're looking at yourself more than them. So it's like you just want to see your own dick on the computer.
No. I don't have it set up that way. My Skype just shows the people I'm talking to.
Oh, that'd be better. I tend to just look at, not that I'm like looking at myself and I'm like, hey, look at this. And I walk my computer around the house like, hey, look at this painting. Hey, look at this. Because everyone I'm Skyping with hasn't been to my place.
Oh, so these aren't like professional. This is just friends or something?
Yeah, friends and family.
Yeah, mine are like interviews and meetings.
Oh.
And I just want to show my dick.
Hey, man.
Or like walk to the kitchen and like pull my butt out as I'm walking away and just see if they notice.
These are just power moves. Hey, man, here's my dick. What are we talking about?
I don't know why I have that instinct, but anyway.
Well, it's really funny because... You have the power. That is a power that you have in that situation.
Yeah, but you could do that in any situation. I'm not inclined to do that in person ever, you know?
Yeah. I think, you know how there's showers and growers?
Yeah.
In the wiener world?
Yeah, but before you get into this, how would you spell shower?
Like shower?
Yeah, it's like shower, right?
Yeah.
There's no other way to do it. Okay. What about them?
I always feel like, because I've, you know, if you're a guy and you've been around guys, for some reason, everybody has a friend that shows his dick all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like the only people that do that are showers.
No, Romanski does it, and he's not a shower.
Oh, you're right. We didn't talk about that. Did you see that that Andy Samberg, he was a tennis pro that failed or whatever? That
Yeah, 7 days in hell or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That?
Did you see that?
I did, yeah. And Romanski's in it all naked?
Yeah, I was watching that with my wife a while ago, and I was like, that's fucking Chris. This is dick. Oh, he did a thing where he showed his dick and his kid's dick, too, one time.
Yeah. That was for the Channies, I think.
Yeah. Which is funny, though, because I was like, I don't know anybody in this movie except the guy showing his dick. Or whatever it was, short.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but like if you're like with your family, hey, I know that guy.
Did you ever meet Andy?
No, when those guys were around at Channel 101, I think I was kind of starstruck by them and I didn't know how to talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, that was like with Rob and Dan, I didn't know that they made Heat Vision and Jack for a long time, and I was like, I made DVDs of that, and I was, like, giving it away to friends. Like, here, you got to watch this. You got to watch
this. Yeah.
And I just don't read credits. And then you told me one time, and you were like, we were talking about it, and you said, yeah, it's Robin Dan. I was like, what? I'm like, how the fuck did I not know that the whole time?
How did you not know that? That's crazy, because that's how I was introduced to 101. It's like, oh, those guys that did Heat Vision and Jack,
No. I think because I was working too much. Huh. That's what I think, because I fucking didn't know. The first thing I saw was Time Belt, and then I watched The Boo.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, dude, like, we can't do this.
What, really?
Yeah.
When I watched that shit, I was like, oh, we're totally made for this.
Well, I mean, I was like, I don't think I could come up with as good a stuff. That's what I was like, this is what I should be doing, but these guys are way better than me. That was what I thought. I always beat myself up. And
well, you were probably more right than I was, because look at where they are compared to us. We're doing a podcast in my living room.
We're talking about them. They don't, and there's no way. Like, I've seen him on the lot. I work on a stage next to him for like 7 years.
Who's Sandberg?
Yeah, and I've seen him a few times, and I'm like, there's no fucking way he even knows who I am. And of course not. But
I met him a few times. I don't want to talk shit, but I'll leave it there.
I snuck
but
some secret Yorma's photos.
Yorma's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. I worked on an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Yorma was directing,
mm-hmm.
but I was set dressing, so I wasn't even around. I wasn't even around the shooting crew.
Yeah.
I was like excited to go say, hey, I'm Willie from Channel 101.
Yeah, he came to our art show when we did that.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Oh, I remember that now. I do remember him being there.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
this guy's probably about to call, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has been a real short, no sci-fi.
Yeah, it's weird when there's no football, you know, what do we talk about?
Well, I'll tell you something. Hey, turn that candle. I want to read it. Don't buy this type of candle because a fucking ripoff. Oudra. Oudra. It cost me $30. It smells good. But I seriously, it's worthless. It burns.
He's had this
wrong.
Candle a week, and I've never seen a candle burn this fast. And it burns so fast that like it won't light anymore. Cause
there's a third wick there that I just covered up. I sacrificed it. So anyway,
I've never seen a candle react this way. This thing's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's a
and I've had
piece
candles my whole life because I hate poop.
Right. Yeah, it just doesn't burn right. Don't buy it. OOJ. R.A., right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. That'll do it, right? We're good.
Yeah. Email us at waitandwilly@gmail.com if you got questions.
Oh, right.
I have a fan mail, but it's too late. I'm sorry. We'll do it on the next one.
Is it too late? We've got a little bit of time. I'll fill the space. waitandwilly@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Real Life Sci-Fi. Our Twitter is @RealLifeSciFi1. I guess we check them all. We've sort of given up on trying to siphon them all into one place, so you can just reach us anywhere.
Word. All right, here's a... Hey, guys, it's me, Moonweed. I've had a few skeezy homebrews and decided to write. I've been shuffling through the back catalog and get a good kick from it all. I know Wade is supposedly the cynic, but I love his style of humor, and I love that he basically agrees that people in the military and police are choosing a career and shouldn't be entitled. Willie, keep on digging in and on the truth. I actually sold some blood to a doctor when I was around 12.
What?
Why? Dr. B was researching autism. Dr. B and several others died mysteriously in rapid succession recently. Could this be an interesting topic, eh? Huh?
Dr. B, you're going to have to give us at least a name.
Yeah, I'll write back. One quote that stood out to me in a previous episode that I love, and I'll always paraphrase, Willie says, "Sometimes when I'm depressed, I'll start to think about it, and the more I think about it, the more I realize things are actually pretty good." A good rule to live by, my friend. Keep rocking the free world. P.S. I have a fluoride filter on my homebrew rig.
Oh.
Sincerely, Moonweed.
All right, Moonweed.
And
well,
you
thanks
should
for
all,
writing me.
Yeah, thank you. You should all get rid of fluoride. What the fuck is going on? Sure, chlorine, whatever, but
it's
fucking
fine.
Fluoride.
It's fine.
Look into fluoride. The Fluoride Action Network.
Yeah, that sounds legitimate.
I just can't believe it's still around.
They're called Fan?
I mean, like, picture...
they should be called Not a Fan.
The five food groups brought to you by the beef industry. Milk is still considered... Dairy is still considered a food group.
Nobody's paying attention to that. Didn't they get rid of that shit?
Yeah, but people still talk about it. Like, well, I got my
milk. No one talks about it. These are fictitious people. Nobody talks about that shit.
I think that since I work with people in the industry, like crew people at the craft service, they've been on set for 20, 30 years, so they still believe in it. They didn't get taught all the new stuff.
30 years is not that long. I mean, like, that's 2001.
But, you know, you work so much, you don't get taught that, like, hey, you know what? This is all gone, and they're not reading articles, probably. I don't know. I do. Those are all real quotes that I do.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They can't be. What if you're schizophrenic and your people that follow you around are just like these people that you love making fun of? All right. Let's end it there. Email us, Facebook us, tweet us, tweet at us. Those are the three things.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Willie.
Hey, what's up?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about everything.
Blarf. You've got questions? We've got t-shirts. It's real life sci-fi t-shirts.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but you should know if you listen, but we've got t-shirts.
We've got them. You need t-shirts, right?
You know,
t-shirts, you can wear them to any... Listen, you throw a blazer on a t-shirt, you can wear it to a fancy dinner.
If you had a suit on, you could have a t-shirt on underneath of your favorite thing just to prove to yourself that what you love is still on the inside.
Right. And and even if you just put the blazer over it, people are going to be like, oh, this guy's hip. He doesn't care about wearing a tie.
You know, a popular trend I've seen is for someone to wear a hooded sweatshirt with a t-shirt on underneath.
Very popular trend. That trend's not going anywhere.
That t-shirt
get in on it.
Could be from your favorite podcast or top 8 podcast.
Or, yeah, one of the podcasts that you listen to occasionally.
After you listen to
your main podcasts. Real Life Sci-Fi is the podcast we're talking about.
Now when you go to TeePublic and you search Real Life Sci-Fi, you'll find their shirts for, I guess, a year. That's not how it worked.
Yeah, they were really hard to find. You had to, like, go to Willie's Twitter, get the direct link, and then you could find them from there.
It was broken. Well,
but
they
now,
fixed it.
TeePublic.com, right?
Yeah.
Just search Real Life Sci-Fi.
T-E-E.
Is there a specific way to search? Do you have to put it in quotes? Do you have to have the dash between sci-fi?
No, I just put it no dash, no spaces.
Oh, just like a password.
Fuck, I should check if they all work. But that's how I did it. Yeah, just like a password.
Okay, so go to tpublic.com, search for Real Life Sci-Fi, and you'll find our shirts. And they're done by artists who are friends of ours, and we get almost no money.
It's so little that I could make more selling you a shirt than I made it. Well, whatever.
Yeah, maybe we should abandon it. Nah, we'd have to print them then.
I know. My thing is, like, it's not about the money. I'd rather run it. I want to run into one of our shirts one day on accident.
That's like a 1 in a million chance. Whoa. There's no way.
That's me, homie. What? Hey, that's me.
Would you? So you would be the approaching one. You would be a fan of the guy for being
I'd be like, who
a
are,
listener.
Who are you? That's me.
That's me on your shirt. Okay, so tpublic.com, T-E-E, and then public. I'm not going to spell it for you. Figure it out. Search Real Life Sci-Fi. You'll find our shirts. There's some good designs on there. Check them out.
Yeah. And if you want to give us a design, you can make almost no money.
Oh, do we do a sharing agreement with the artists?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If you want to draw us something, because we've had people submit drawings, and I'm like, we should just put this on a t-shirt.
Yeah, and so the people that have made shirts for us, they make their own money. I don't think we make any money off theirs.
The artists?
Yeah, maybe we do a little bit, but
we make no money at all.
I know.
Okay, well, maybe not that deal, but if you want a t-shirt with a self-drawn logo on it, we can make that happen.
Yeah. Draw yourself and write Real Life Sci-Fi on it. Now this commercial is like 5 minutes long.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life No Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio produced podcast that has no point unless you give us something to say. So tweet us, Real Life Sci-Fi 1. Email us, wadeandwillie@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page that I'm not really on Facebook anymore, but it goes to my email, so I see it.
Word. Oh, yeah, and this is the second half of the previous part of this episode was recorded before.
Oh, so I didn't need to do any of that just now?
No, that's funny, though.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, if this is weird to you, it's because we only had like 15 minutes or 20 minutes or something before our last week's episode.
We still haven't gotten any suck our dick euphemisms.
What do you mean, for an ending?
Yeah.
So
have you got any?
We've been looking for, no one ever has given us anything. We've been looking for closings forever. I think one guy sent something and we used it one episode, but that's on the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have a good ending for this show. We don't like the ending. Cause it makes me embarrassed every time we have to do it.
Oh, dude, I don't want to have eye contact with you when you say it.
Oh, so how you been? It's weird. I was like proud of myself today because I didn't have to buy beer. I was like, oh wow, I went a week and I didn't drink all the beer that I bought for the podcast. And then I realized that we recorded on Friday, and so there's no reason to. It's only been 4 days. So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Oh, I drove the Mustang to work today because we sold one of our cars. So. And Shauna she worked today, so I took that one to work.
Yeah, how did it do?
It did good. It was the first time I took it on the interstate. It's a 1972 Ford Mustang Coupe. The speedometer doesn't work. None of the dials works.
What, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know how fast you're going? You just go the speed of traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that there's so much play on the steering wheel that you have to drive like in a movie. So where
that's
you're
fucking
like
scary.
Where you're like, yeah, yeah. Making the wheel go a bunch.
I would hate that.
But it did really good, and I'm really glad it did because I was always afraid. You know, when I first got it, I just drive it once a week just to keep it going because we want that to be Moose's first car. We'll slowly like fix it up.
Yeah.
And it used to die all the time just driving.
What is he going to do with... Why would you want that? Why would you want that? You're going to give him a car that's 20 years older than he is? 30?
Mustang. It's going to be... That's older than me. It's over 40 years old.
Right. So, what the fuck? There's no way it's going to last.
It's doing good. took it on the freeway today.
Yeah, okay. But you got 18 years of that.
Yeah.
Or 16. I keep saying 18.
But listen, those old engines, man... it's doing good, and all you got to do is keep it running, and we'll see. Anyways,
I got a complaint. You brought up driving. I got a complaint. I was like driving today. It was a four-way stop. Me and the guy on the right got to the stop at the same time. I know that's his right of way.
Yeah,
but I just started going first because I never know. I don't know if people are gonna be insistent that you go or if they're gonna want to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just started going a little bit, and when he didn't start going, I kept going, and then he started coming at me like he's gonna hit me. Like he tried to hit me. I had to like turn into the oncoming lane, and it's just like, what are you doing? Like what's the end game there? Like run into me? It was a Mercedes. That's not...
If you're slow on the crack, if you're slow on the jump, and someone's quick, let them go.
I was so far by the time he started going that it wouldn't have even made sense for me to stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I passively aggressively do in those situations sometimes is I'll just slow down. So it's like, yeah, go ahead and hit me.
I really think he was trying to hit me. I mean, he probably would have stopped, but... I don't want to deal with that. I got shit to do. Anyway, that's boring. It just happened to me today. And I fucking hate people, man. They're just like the worst.
Well, what's going to be funny, when I was a kid, I always thought that we would eventually just have escalators everywhere. So that you,
what do you mean?
No cars. You just get on a conveyor belt, go where you're going.
What are those called when they're not escalating? People movers?
Well, people movers is, yeah, I guess so.
When they're flat? I thought that, I think everyone taught probably that as a
from,
kid, right?
Probably from Jetsons, you know, minus the space cars. It's like, wow, fuck. Just like jump onto a ski lift that's on the ground.
That would suck. Everything would take forever. Because even at the airport, I get annoyed at people just standing on those things.
Yeah. You know, the inventor of the escalator was very disappointed first time he saw people using them. We talked about that probably, right?
Probably. I mean, we've been doing this for 4 years. We've completely run out of things to talk about. Yeah, I don't know. I had nothing this week, man. I don't know.
Are you going to get that new game? Wait, hold on. Did you get Fallout 76?
No, everyone ragged on that.
Okay, because I don't read stuff anymore. And I, you know, Fallout 4 was so good, but I'm like, it's kind of too soon. I don't need to play that
again.
Well,
I think, isn't 76 just an online, it's like just a massive multiplayer online.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm playing.
I think. I don't know. But that's, there's like, because that's what everyone's complaining about, that it's like glitching out all the time and stuff.
Because then I played Borderlands a lot. I know you didn't play it as much as me, but they have virtual Borderlands. Like, they released Borderlands 2, but virtual. I'm like, I don't fucking, you have a VR headset. So that I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to be in that world. The reason being is because I have leveled up at least 20 to 30 characters.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do it again. If I could import my characters, I would play that. That's my biggest beef with all of these video game systems. Like, oh, here's a Mass Effect 28. And sure, your decisions are still there, but like, let me bring my character in.
No, that is, right? I thought Mass Effect was the one good franchise that you could actually like load old saved, the old file. If it was the same system, if it was 360.
But your character be the same level?
Well, no, because you're starting a game over.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, let me keep my level. Let me be level 300.
You just want the easiest game. Why don't you just turn everything to easy and then?
Most games when you do that, like, you don't get the ending, and it's too easy. And I'm like, listen, I've played 4 full Mass Effect games. The fifth one, I should be like, I don't need to be like, I'm playing for the story.
But how would you, so you would just be super powerful and all the enemies would be super powerful and you would never, half the reason I play video games is to level up people. Like that's, I love that. And then like choosing your skill branch and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I love leveling up people too, but it's like, if it's the same game again, it's, to me, it starts to be like, well, you know, if the powers change and whatnot, and I'm just, I wish that I could just continue.
I get it. Then what would you do? Learn new powers? Like if they offered new powers or something?
I guess that I do.
Because Mass Effect
I do like
is
to be
so
overpowered.
Fucking boring. You're just traveling around. I liked it, but like I mostly liked it because of like how you would hit triggers and just like fucking fuck people up with your special skills or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that was always really fun.
What's your favorite first person shooter? I mean, I know that there's a lot of answers and that's fine, but like, do you like Destiny more than Red Dead or like what's your favorite?
Well, Red Dead's not a first person shooter for me because I don't play it in that mode.
Oh, word.
I hate all first person shooters. I never played Destiny. I hate Call of Duty.
Oh, Destiny. The thing about Destiny is it was smooth. If you were, when you hit the button, like, the graphics were smooth. The gameplay was smooth.
The only first-person shooter I ever liked was Halo 3. Because you could, like, spin around and kill someone who was already shooting you if you were better than them.
Yeah.
Every first-person shooter I've played since then has just been people a million times better than me, like killing me the second I do anything.
And sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, all that shit.
Like,
I mean,
fucking, remember, I don't know if you were playing Call of Duty. I know you played a little bit, but like, you know, a few of the games you could glitch into rocks and stuff so nobody could see you. And then it's just like you just get killed. And
right.
Like, where the fuck are you?
I didn't like that, man. That's why I liked Halo, because it was so arcadey. You could run around a level and like jump around and stuff. And like Call of Duty is just like, I'm in a fucking like blown out old city. Like, I don't want to be here.
That was my favorite thing was to somebody start shooting me and I killed them.
Right.
It's the fucking best.
Well, because it makes you feel like you're actually like playing the game right. Like you're doing it good, you know?
Yeah.
If you got a bunch of kills in Halo, it was like, oh, I'm better than them. I didn't like trick them. I'm just better than they are. Unless you're like one of those camping snipers. But that's every game's got that problem.
Yeah. You know, I like to go back and play old games. And then if you go back and play any old game, everybody's glitching out and one shot sniping you. Like,
it's, I don't understand what people get out of that. I guess people play games for completely different reasons than I do. Like,
In the same way that neither of us have ever really played Madden competitively.
Right.
It's the worst. I think it's the worst thing in the world to like, if you play against someone who plays Madden, they want to beat you 100-0. And so it's like, no one's at the same level. So you're either blasting someone or they're blasting you.
Well, and Madden is really easy to cheese on, too, where it's just like, you know this one route where this guy's going to always be open or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like...
And then on defense, you have the advantage. If you're good at playing the defensive characters, you have the advantage.
I'm awful. That's probably why I don't like playing people, because on defense, I'm fucking worthless.
Yeah, I wait until the camera turns around and then I try to make a play on it. Whereas other people, like...
I don't even think it... Does it turn around anymore? What's the last incarnation of Madden you played?
I'm going to guess 2012.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even think... I mean, there's a million cameras. You can choose however you want to do it, but... When I play now against the computer, I'm just on the top. Like, my defense is on the top.
Oh, word.
Just like it looks when I'm offense. You know?
That's cool.
It's cool, but I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I used to hate when we would play people and you could do that fake out trigger so like it moved the camera.
Well, get this. They loved it and they put it into the game. So now when you go, it does that fake zoom out.
Oh my God.
I mean, I get it. It's fine.
But you can't watch the ball properly because the screen's glitching out, moving.
Yeah.
If you've played real football, you watch the ball. Oh, that bugs the fuck out of me. They should allow that glitch thing, but leave the ball in the same space so that like you can just watch one spot.
I think the ball stays there. All it does is zoom out real quick and then goes back in. Because that's the whole thing. When the play actually starts, it zooms out so that the quarterback can see the receivers.
If people did that to me, I would just do that to them and then take delay of game penalties. Just do it and then do it for another delay of game and then try to get a third down.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, well, I'm like, if you do that to me, that's what you get.
I remember the first time someone did that to us, it was fucking...
Ivan.
Yeah. And it was like, we didn't even know about that trick.
Yeah, I remember it too, just going like, what are we like, doing here?
We're like, we have integrity, I guess. We have sportsmanship integrity.
We've always played on the same team, probably for that reason. And then we go to this guy's house, and he's like wanting to beat us all, and he keeps doing that. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, it's just a different personality of like, because you should see the people who play Madden like as like pros or whatever. They're all fucking babies, dude. Like, they suck. They all get really mad anytime like it doesn't go their way. And
it's always, let me guess, in your face no matter what. Even if you won on accident, fuck, in your face. Maybe they not say that, but that attitude.
But they definitely are like rubbing it in and talking shit if they get like a first down.
Cause I'll watch championship videos where people fuck up sometimes, you know, where like somebody thought they won, Oh, yeah. I had a sliver of life left, and then like he's like celebrating while he's getting his ass beat.
Mm-hmm. That's the best. What game were you about to talk about, though? Because you said, are you going to get that new game? And then you...
Oh, Kingdom Hearts. Did you ever play those?
Fuck. That's funny, man. Because I just downloaded, like, all of them. You can download, like, all the Kingdom Hearts because they're all old and shit now. And I played through, like, I don't know, a bit of it. Because there's, like, see, that's another one that's, like, confusing to me. Because I didn't really ever, I think we played a version of it when we
Dreamcast,
were on, like.
Dreamcast, I think. We had it for a hot second.
Yeah. And it was cool. It was fun because it was, like, almost more like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
So then I thought it was, like, more like turn-based Final Fantasy. And I bought the entire thing. And it's, like, you're just running around as, like, Donald Duck trying to, like, collect a bunch of, like. But and it's not bad. It's fun, but yeah. Like,
hey, Solid Snake is here too. It's like it mixes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I played it for a little bit and then kind of gave up on it. And then I saw that, yeah, like they're doing a new one. And I don't know, man. I just don't think I just game for me to like a game. It has to be like perfect. It has to be like.
Did you play Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, I think we played it at the same time. And I hated that because I don't like sneaking.
Oh, back then I didn't mind it. It was annoying to like have to redo things over and over and over. Mm. But I didn't mind it because I thought the story was good enough to where I was like, all right, I'll sneak through this. But I would never play Assassin's Creed in my life.
Assassin's Creed is not sneaky.
Has not?
No.
Must have watched somebody play. I watched somebody play once and they were being sneaky. And I'm like, well, there goes 3 hours.
Well, no, they. So you can, but like, but there's ways to. Well, you can like get on top of a building and run. You don't have to be like sneaking through a crowd and stuff like that. Like
maybe there was a, maybe I watched some specific video or something where somebody tried to get through the game without killing anybody.
You might have been watching Hitman, because Hitman is all that shit.
No, it was. It probably was Hitman. I was watching Mungy. He used to do a lot of walkthroughs of that.
Yeah, I bought this Hitman game. And it's cool. It's really fun, actually, when some levels are really fun because you can kill people in all these cool ways. Like, they set up all these different things that you can do. Like, you can electrocute someone if you just, like, pull a wire and then you wait and stuff. Like, it's really fun. It's really fun. But then I just stopped playing because I got to this one level and it was like, okay, infiltrate this camp of fucking military people. And so you're like, well, what? Okay, so now I just have to sneak through. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather be, because the previous levels were like, oh, you're in, like, Spain, and the fucking owner of the liquor company, that's the contract. Here's his schedule. He's going to be, like, at the restaurant, and then he's going to go down to the docks. And you're like, okay, I got all these opportunities to kill this dude. And you're just, like, in the town. There's one that's, like, at a big party, like a big New Year's Eve party and stuff like that. So you're just walking around amongst all these people. You find your targets and then you figure out how to kill them. And that shit is fun as shit. But like trying to get into like a military compound is like, how?
Yeah.
So first I have to kill one guy first off because then I have to steal his clothes. But then people, they know, like they know the ranks or whatever. So if you're dressed as this guy, they'll be like, wait, who are you? And it's like, what am I doing? This sucks. Oh,
fuck.
So it's stressful in that way. But, you know, like, and this is the one, in case people are wondering and it sounds cool, it's, I think I just downloaded it. But it's the, it was like from a couple years ago. They would release an episode every couple months or something like that. And then you would just get, you would get them all for free. There's all this new content coming out.
What was the game where it was a crowd full of people and there was one, it was you walking around and then there was somebody that either they were trying to kill you or you were trying to kill them. So you're in a sea of people trying to pretend like you're one of the bots. Did you ever play that?
It sounds familiar.
I don't remember if it was like a level or if it was a game. But was it like,
what system would it have been on?
I think it was probably 360. But I just remember walking around trying to act normal while trying to figure out who isn't normal. I just remember being mesmerized by that and be like, I can't play this because I could get lost
too,
in that.
Dude, I remember that too. I wonder if that was like a special mission in Grand Theft Auto or something like that. I know they did that in Watch Dogs, kind of. If you were connected to the internet for Watch Dogs.
Oh, it was Watch Dogs.
Oh, really?
I think so.
You played Watch Dogs?
I fucking love Watch Dogs so much.
I didn't know that. Weird.
The first one, right? The first one? That was 360.
I only played the second one, which wasn't.
That was like
maybe it was.
Japanese gangs, right?
I played it for like a day and then kind of gave up on it.
I beat that game. That and Deus Ex, I think I played at the same time.
Deus Ex, I never even have seen. Oh, here it is. Hitman Steelbook Edition.
Have you ever gotten the extra edition where you get like, oh, here's a helmet?
Like the pre-order where you get like a special thing?
Yeah.
If I know I'm going to buy the game anyway, I'll look for a good pre-order. But I very rarely do that.
I just hated the Fallout one where you got the device and it didn't work and didn't do anything. You know, it was the... I don't know what device it was, but it came with... I don't know. It's like, dude, make these things functional somehow. Like I also got the Halo one where it came with Master Chief...
The helmet?
Helmet.
Yeah.
But you like couldn't put
actual,
it on.
The actual helmet. Well, it was like a trophy.
Yeah. So it was cool to look at, but I always wanted to just put it on.
It seems like they were thinking that would be better than just a cheap helmet that you could put on. Like this thing that you put on your shelf.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was sad getting rid of it.
Why? How did you even get rid of it?
At the garage sale.
Did someone pay for it?
I don't know. I donated so much shit that didn't sell. I'm just trying to downsize.
Why do you ask about Kingdom Hearts? Are you going to get it?
Oh, my thing is I'm always just curious what everybody's playing. And, like, you don't get all the games anymore, right? So what's the next game? Are you excited for any? Do you read about new games or how are you going to get the next game?
Every game has pissed me off, dude. So, like, I'm not buying anything.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like for the last decade almost, not fully, but it's just like, hey, let's just make the next one. Oh, we got some cool stories in here, but it's like, it's just an extension, and it's just kind of ripping you off, and then, I don't know, I'm weirded out by the video game industry being completely complacent, just ripping off everybody. Oh, this DLC. Yeah, you can buy shirts in this game now. You can buy extra shirts, whatever.
No, yeah. I mean, that's a huge complaint. I think the era of having to buy the same games as your friends is sort of over. At least it is for us because we've aged out of like playing online with people.
That's probably what I'm getting at. I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
do you ever do Red Dead Online?
No, I don't play. I don't really play games anymore. I'm doing a sketch class right now, and I'm trying to write some scripts. And so it's like I play maybe once a month now.
Right, but when you do, what is it?
Red Dead. I'll go back and forth between. I want to finish the story, and I want to get online. I'll get online when there's like special things, like oh, you need to get some gold bars if you log in. And then Elder Scrolls Online. Those are the two games I'm really playing.
I didn't know you did Elder Scrolls Online. I don't... See, that's the thing. Like, we all got Red Dead. We're all super excited to play online together. And then we tried, and it was, like, shitty. Like, you couldn't even do missions together.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone just gave up.
And, yeah, and I feel like it probably could work now. I was excited to get Red Dead because they really pushed the fact that you'll be able to play cross systems. And I was like, great, we're all going to get back together again.
Totally, yeah.
Didn't even come close to that.
Never happened. But the thing, okay, but here's what's weird. I don't want to keep talking about this too much, but, like, the people who play Grand Theft Auto, like, online... completely got their money's worth because they're like still updating that. People are still playing it all the time. They're doing like car races and stuff like that. There's like all these different game modes within Grand Theft Auto Online that you can play, which is really cool. And it kind of makes me like sad that I didn't.
Which one?
The last one.
What was the last one, though?
Five.
Did I have that?
Wait, was it five or six? It was the one where you play as three different people. There's like the one white trash psychopath.
Yeah, right? Then, Los Angeles?
Yeah. Aren't they all kind of Los Angeles? Or
no.
I guess they're
the
not.
One, the previous one was New York, I think.
Well, the first one was Liberty City, which was supposed to be New York.
Oh. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto V was the last one.
And that's the thing. There's still like that. Whoever still plays online, it's still like happening. I couldn't do it because I upgraded my system in that time and I never bought it for the new generation.
That's right. It's 360. That's the last one I played.
But that's kind of why I'm like trying to hold on to Red Dead and go like, if they keep making it better.
You switched to PS4. The Xbox One, the character was the same as the 360. It was a great. It's the first time they did that.
What do you mean?
My Grand Theft Auto character from 360, I pulled into Xbox One.
But you don't alter them at all. You just kind of play the game.
Oh, yeah, but you know, my
like your progress
my
or whatever?
Online character that has like, you know,
oh, your 10, online guy.
10 pink cars and in the high rise.
Oh, really? Yeah, because we stole all that money or whatever?
Yeah. if there's a money glitch in the game, I'll fucking take advantage of it because...
That's all you want. You only want money glitches.
Yeah, I want the pink car. I don't want to play for 3 years to go like, oh, I bought another car. Oh, no, I paid a month and got all the cars.
Yeah, we got some cool cars. That was a glitch worth exploiting because... The car doesn't help me in the game in any way. It's just awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was glitching it to like progress my guy more or something like that, I wouldn't have cared.
What? I don't know why you can't just, why money is even a thing. It's like you should be able to just build all the cars that you want without paying for it or playing for it.
Well, because of microtransactions, though. Because they know that if they make it a grind, that there will be people that have an extra $100 that'll just throw it in so that they can get it right then.
But I'm like, if I made a game, I'd be like, hey, play with whatever car you want, man. Do that. And then like, but the game is the missions, not the cars.
Yeah, but you won't make any extra money.
But you could, I mean, I feel like you could do it with just outfits, I guess, and not the car. I mean, like, pick one of the two. Don't fucking do both.
I mean, I see what you're saying, I guess.
Give me something. You're making billions. Give me something.
Yeah, well, they made the game.
Yeah, well, I'm always going to fucking exploit shit and share all that shit.
All right, so we've got some, does Willie want to take a, what's eating Willie's grapes?
Oh, I'll do that in a sec. Let's do this fan art first, because I don't know if I'm ready for that.
How are we going to do a fan art on a... audio medium?
Oh, well, you know, he drew a spaceship. Big deal.
Let me, what big deal? Why are you insulting him?
Oh, no. I mean, the draw, it's not about the drawing. It's about the compartments and stuff. He labeled them all. So he labeled what everything is.
So he drew the SSRLSF. It's an upright. It's like a Boba Fett style, right?
This is from Alex. Alex, thank you. No, I just can't turn the thing sideways. It feels
oh,
like
it is that way. I see. Okay, so it's a normal horizontal car shaped.
It feels like a hard drive, a giant hard drive slash what do you call you know when you want to add amps to your bass in your car?
No, I don't. I don't know anything about that.
It feels like an amplifier mixed.
Well, we'll
with
put it on our Twitter,
drive.
Right?
Yeah.
Just list but, the list all the. If they're not boring, list them.
So, he's got a cockpit canopy. He's got an autopilot canopy. The autopilot has its own readouts and controls, but is completely disconnected from the ship until manually plugged in. It's got an observation dome, a nice round window to sit in around a coffee table and record the podcast. There's a hatch, a space necessity, as are all doors. Docking plug compliant with galactic standards, provides readouts about ship status to docking facilities. It's got a rear port hole and an engine pod. The SSRLSF is propelled by 3 4 aft discharge hard light thrusters. The way they are placed allows them to direct the ship through space the same way an airplane handles an air.
Can I just say right now that we can't afford this? Like, I was picturing I was basically picturing our ship as that little pod that the astronauts would return to Earth in that had the parachute on the top. You know, it's just like a triangle that they would sit in.
Yeah.
That's basically what I was picturing.
Not me, man. I'm not riding that. That's how they got Gus Grissom.
Well, obviously, that's just the shape of it.
I always pictured actually something like this that he has, you know, like a...
This is way too upscale for us. We can't.
His imagining of the good ship SSRLSF is a vessel sold to Willie in exchange for an in-depth tour of his toy collection.
Well, shit, I guess we could afford it if that's all it costs.
I know, and I'm like, well, what should I do, a video or... I guess I could just take the...
Do we even have toys anymore?
Oh, yeah, I got bins and bins of toys.
Yeah, but they're in bins.
I actually have to go through them for my insurance, because we're insuring our garage, so I have to open everything up and, like, videotape it. So maybe I could just post the insurance video.
They're making you do that?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of... It'll help us have better protection. Whatever. Right. It runs on a liquid thorium nuclear reactor, real-world suppressed technology, and has a crude warp system that crowds out most of the ship's interior. On my current listen through of the episode catalog, the episode 84, Tulpas, Thought Entities and Imaginary Friends, that was with our good friend MC Griffin, brought up a memory that I have from the summer between 7th and 8th grade. At the time, I was very into Kingdom Hearts, great game, and Avatar The Last Airbender, and daydreaming obsessively every spare moment because I had been grounded indefinitely upon being admitted into summer school.
Ooh.
The morning... Did you ever do summer school?
No, man. I'm not a fucking moron.
I almost did summer school in college because had I taken one more credit, I would have had I have a bachelor's degree in video and news
production.
One more credit, not a class, but one more credit of math, and I could have had a minor in mathematics.
Okay, well, yeah, I took summer school as an elective in college. Like, I wasn't forced to. I took like a theater summer school class where we just had to like write plays and watch plays.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fun.
Easy going, one class a week.
Yeah. And I was like living at home, so I would just drive up there every day. Oh, I do have a story though. When I was in grade school, my mom enrolled me in this like children's sorry, I just got a call from my neighbor. This, what was it? It was like, man, my fucking memory's so bad. You know that park in Loveland with the train?
Yeah, Lake Loveland Park. Yeah, that's the main.
So there's like an old, or there used to
be
an old.
One-room schoolhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they would do this thing during during the summer for just like a month or something of like, hey, like take a class like you're in an old timey and my mom signed me up for it like with the best intentions. I feel bad, but like I thought I was being punished.
How old were you?
Grade school at some point. Okay. I have no idea, but I thought she was like, you're stupid, you have to go to summer school. And so I'm like, this is fucking miserable, like what the hell is this? I remember being so bummed about it. And then she was like, I just thought you would have fun. And then it made me feel really bad about like what a brat I was being about doing it. I don't know. She always had the best intentions, would sign me up for stuff because she didn't want me to be like an introverted like little like indoor kid.
Yeah. Would do you agree that all she had to do was talk to you about it first?
Yeah, she should have been like, "Hey, this will be fun. Like you can do this." She shouldn't have said like, "Hey, you have to go to fucking summer school." Okay, keep, there's more, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch more. I'm going to cut it short, but just to finish his last thought. The morning of the first day of summer school, I woke up with a feeling of being unalone, and I spent the whole morning hanging out with and talking with one of the characters from ATLA. I knew it was only in my mind, but I felt like... So what is that?
A TLA?
That Avatar, The Last Airbender. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize the... I knew it was only in my mind, but I felt their presence as if they were actually in the room with me. I have only ever experienced that feeling that one time. I'm not going to read your other. Well, no, we're almost there. I can read it, I guess. Am I reading too fast and I'm not?
Well, I feel like I'm always talking to somebody. I feel like I'm definitely not schizophrenic, but I definitely feel like when I'm alone, I call myself we and stuff like that. Do you do that at all? I don't know what it is. I just feel like if there's multiple me's, I can make decisions better.
That's fucking cool. I mean, I believe that I can connect to myself in different dimensions / planes, and I haven't done that yet. Like, I think that I exist on different realms that I could communicate with myself on, but
yeah, I'm not talking anything crazy like that. That's insane. I just say, like, all right, what are we doing? Like, to myself, be like, what are we doing, Wade? Oh, okay, well, let's do this.
I actually like talking to myself when no one's around. Yeah. Why am I? I say I, though.
Yeah, it's weird that I say we, I think. I don't understand what that is. But anyway, you want to keep reading?
Okay, I'll power through it. I'm sorry for reading this.
Wait, don't power. Just read it normal. we're not in any kind of time crunch.
All right.
Read it like it's a Charles Dickens novel.
In November of 2015, I think it was just after the Olympics, the health and safety officer at the company I work for, we all called him Uncle Carl, died, and during my sleep that Christmas Eve, I dreamt that I had...
Oh, this is a Dickens novel.
I and a couple of my friends from work were vault hunters, but still work for the company that we do here, IRL. I had been playing Borderlands, the pre-sequel, for up to 18 hours a time every weekend. It's funny, everything that we talked about is like coming back into this email.
Yeah.
The Borderlands, the pre-sequel, kind of... Did you play that game? Did you play into the Borderlands?
No, I only played Borderlands for like a second.
It was amazing. The pre-sequel still had good story, but I didn't like that it was the story of Jack from 2, which was a great idea, but...
Why are they calling it a pre-sequel? Why not prequel? Like modern-day nomenclature has established.
I know. It was their tricky, funny thing, because the sequel was coming out, but they did the pre-sequel first. It was a shorter game. But it sucked because you were on the moon, and it was in slow motion, and it was like... Borderlands 2 is so, it's like playing in a cartoon world, and the graphics and all the buttons are very smooth and everything, gameplay smooth. And then you get the pre-sequel, and half of the game is in space and it's slow motion. And I'm like, dude, I can't handle slow motion video games. It made my thumbs hurt again. You know, when you're totally playing Super Mario Brothers because you're pushing too hard. Yeah. Fuck.
Dude. I remember renting this soccer game for, like, original Nintendo, and I loved it. It was awesome. But it was just a little too slow, and so you would just be pushing so hard the whole time that you would just fuck your thumb up.
Boy.
I got, like, a glass of ice water, and I would, like, put my thumb in it in between games.
I've tried playing with Band-Aids on and shit like that, too. I told my friends I was going to check in with the office and that I would be back. This is still part of his dream.
Mm-hmm. Where he's a vault hunter.
Stood up to go, and the whole dream shifted from normal dream vagueness to razor-sharp, solid, real-world detail. I was suddenly in the company office, where we are an environmental company, so the office is not where most of us work. I could hear my booted feet clunking on the linoleum tile of the floor, feel my feet and hands swinging through each step as in reality. I was in a back corner of the office walking toward the front where our admin desk is. The row of cubicles defining the right side of the walkway I was following was empty, but I could still see that they were set up the way that they really are. The office was totally silent except for my heavy walking. As I rounded the corner, I saw my boss standing by the low-walled corner cubicle of our receptionist. There was a new addition built onto the current office, so they just put a couple of large doorless doorways into the pre-existing wall to connect the old and new side of the office. From the new side walks a figure. He passes my boss, who gives the scene a look as if to say, well, this is fucking weird, and says nothing. As the figure passes me, I see that it's Uncle Carl, wearing jeans, work boots, and a company polo shirt he always used to. But here in the dream, his garments were white, not the blue from when he was alive. I cheerfully greeted him. Hey, Uncle Carl. And we shared an awkward fist bump, the kind where one person's going for a high-five handshake, and then they both parties, like, switch actions. When he was alive, I would always greet him when I'd come up in the morning, but we never bumped fists. And then he rounded the corner, and I'd just come around, and he was gone, and so was the dream. And then he's got a region of space for us, so I'll skip that part real quick. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy this well of texts. I'm sorry if I'm drawing whatever. Thank you, Alex. That was great. I do like listening to dreams.
So here's the thing. I don't want to burst your bubble, because it sounds like he's saying, like, oh, I saw a dead relative in my dream, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was visited by a spirit of his dead relative. This is the reason I'm not into that anymore, because, like, less than a month ago, I had a dream where my dad was, like, saying goodbye to me, and we were, like, telling each other how much we loved each other and stuff like that. And I woke up, like, fully expecting to, like, find a text from my mom that says, like, my dad died or whatever. And he's totally fine. So it's like, you just, I mean.
But what if he feels like he's dying and he actually reached out to you some way, connected?
He doesn't. He's fine. Like, I'm not saying that, like, you can't be visited by a dead loved one. But, like, that was so powerful that I was like, oh, yeah, you can be visited by dead people. And then he wasn't dead. So I was like, okay, now I understand
that
why people.
That feeling you got was so real.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yeah. Because I've had a couple of those dreams before where I fully felt like that was it.
Right. But whatever. I mean, it's all therapy, right? Like, so it doesn't matter if it actually happened or not. If it makes you feel a certain way, then that's all you need.
Yeah. I feel like the reason why I want to get into everybody's mind is mostly because, sure, I want to know your perspective and stuff, but mostly because I'm afraid that it is just me and I've created everything.
Well, that's not true, because I exist 90% of my life without you.
But perspectively,
you know why that's not true?
I mean, I know it's not true. I know it's not.
But like, here's a really easy test. Like, pets die that you've never met, and like, kids grow up that you've never seen. It's too much. Like, for your mind to, like, age kids that you've never met, and then you meet them when they're 8 or something like that.
And then create their backstory.
Yeah, it's too much. It just can't. It's not possible. Also, I don't know. People are killing each other all over the place.
You know, that's the fucking weirdest thing ever. I still feel like I'm just going to walk away from this life and then, like, have to go fight some battles in some way. Like, there's too many.
Like be in a war?
There's too many people, like, being killed by corrupt bullshit. Like, take Venezuela, for example. I'm not going to go into it.
Uh-huh. But?
I know. I don't know how to not go into it without going into it.
Well, what are you afraid of going into?
That I would be fine going to fight for some. To fight fucking our CIA fucking trying to take over, countries in South America.
I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure what most Americans are realizing, if they haven't already, is that, like, America is the bad guys.
I don't know if people are realizing that.
What's happening?
I'm sorry,
There you go.
I see people all day on this talk show.
No, okay, well, people who listen to this show, I'm sure, are like more sort of like eyeing that angle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, if everyone knew America was the bad guy, well, I don't know what I would do.
Like, here's the thing is, I'm not going to do this. This is an entertainment show, but I'm like, we could take him out. The guys that
How?
Are fucking...
Are you serious? No, we couldn't. That's the whole thing. That's the whole problem. Like, when people in Europe...
And I don't think that's a solution, but I'm like, it might be for all of the regimes that have been set up that are systematically destroying other countries.
That's not a solution in any way, because then what? Like, so even if you were to succeed, which you wouldn't, because how are you going to? Like, we have the biggest military in the world. We spend more on military than, like, what, the top 20 next countries do?
We spend more on military than everything else that's spent in America combined.
So what I'm saying is, let's say that you beat all the odds. You took out a fucking $200 trillion. It's in the trillions, right? The military budget. Let's say you beat all of that, right? Or you convince some of them to be on your side. Now you've got this giant landmass with no government because you've taken them out. So then it's just like chaos. It's just revolt everywhere.
Then, I mean, at least there'd be a fresh regime, but eventually it would corrupt itself.
No, but that fresh regime would be worse than what we currently have, because it would be bad people be taking over. It would have to be, because they're the only ones who could.
My real contemplation I have is, I don't know if it'd be worse, because everything would be in plain sight. Everything that's happening now is behind closed doors.
I don't know why you would think that. Nobody who takes over is going to be like, oh yeah, here's what we're doing.
No, I know, but there isn't like a 50-year-old secret society or whatever that has like instilled itself. Like recently they found these planes that were flying to South America that had arms in them. Like they're supplying, they're trying, you know, trying to help.
What, who's that? These are American planes?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we founded that coup. Like that was, this is all in the news today.
Recently. It is? I didn't look at the news.
Oh, today. Yeah. That like the Trump administration like met with the Venezuelans who like did the coup.
Cause we're trying good. I'm glad it's out there.
We're trying to install our government. Like always, we're trying to install a government that's going to blow up in our face. We're going to give them all this money that's going to fucking give them weapons that's going to fuck us in the end. And I think that's what's happening again. I mean,
yeah, it is. It's all oil. But, I don't know. I guess my thing is that, like, you know, the reason why they found this plane is because they used an old CIA address that they used before.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? These planes are from?
So we're going to wrap it up. I'm excited because we're talking to, because we, last week we had a psychic. We did the pre-show. You heard it. I don't remember what we talked about. I'm pretty sure we talked about, we were going to ask him.
We had some predictions.
Right. This next episode is going to be a phone psychic who is admittedly fake. Like, she doesn't believe she's a psychic. And I want to, I don't know how we're going to really, the problem is it's our friend Kelsey's mom, and she knows too much about us. Like, so we can't ask her to give us a reading because she knows too much. So I don't know. I mean, we're going to talk to her about like, just like what I think about like psychics, which is they say very broad things that anyone will agree with because everyone believes they're a good person.
What we can do is take the things that were said to us and see how that applies to being vague.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know how studied she is in this. Like, to me, it sounds like she just got a job and then started, like, taking phone calls. Like, I don't... We'll ask her, but I don't know if she ever got any training. I don't think she's trying to con anybody. It's just one of these 1-800 Miss Cleo kind of things where you talk to someone who's totally full of shit. So it's going to be interesting because I want to know like what training she had and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
What else? Is there anything else?
No.
Yeah, that's it. So, and Kelsey's going to join us, so it'll be fun. Her mom's in Iowa, so we're going to have to do another Skype episode. So hopefully the audio is going to be fine.
And I'm sorry about the last episode. I really could have made it better, but I...
I think it was a good episode. We just didn't say very much. We got steamrolled, man.
But, I mean, like, I could have made... There were his audio cut out a few times, and I didn't fix it.
Oh, you mean technically?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a Skype thing, honestly. I think it lowers their audio when you say something.
It does, but I've had a second set of audio that I could have mixed into it that I didn't.
Okay, but we're not going to have that tonight, so... I don't know. Maybe we should talk about it right now.
We will have it.
How?
Because when you hit record on the Skype phone call, you get that file, and it's good.
Oh, okay, cool.
I didn't use it.
Well, you shouldn't be admitting to that.
Well, it was
because
just,
that means
such,
you're not going to use it this time.
I had such little time to edit. I do have time for it this time. As long as she doesn't... He was loud, and so I don't think she's going to be overpoweringly loud and,
yeah,
and
she's
peek
not gonna
out.
Be. Right. Okay, cool. So we will see you on...
Sorry.
This is Monday this comes out?
Yeah.
Then we'll see you on Thursday? Is that right?
This... Yeah, what? This episode comes out Thursday.
Oh, and then we'll see you on Monday.
Comes out Monday, yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, Willie.
Yeah, what?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about everything.